This is your station, 88.9 KETR. My name is Jared Knight, and I'm joined, as always, on a Thursday morning, this Thursday, before Thanksgiving, by Mr. Bob Akin. Sir, how are you?
I'm doing fine.
That's good to hear.
Getting into a holiday mood, even if we are a week early.
Sure, and the jingle bells may soon be ringing. We need to be careful about that, I think.
Well, now, let's not do that until we've got all our Thanksgiving decorations down and have recovered from stuffing ourselves next weekend.
Yeah, we'll probably wait.
I got to thinking that we might ought to take a look at a number of little topics that have been flying around, not unlike from my misspent youth when Laffian looked at the news and we would have a debate between Rowan and Martin as to whether or not potpourri was pronounced as it's supposed to be or potpourri. So here is a potpourri or potpourri.
You, sir, have written an entertainment check you must now cash, I hope.
And that's what we're going to try to do.
Okay.
First of all, I think the most hilarious thing is that in what passes for a presidential campaign is that the Grinch is back, as there is a new flavor of the month that ain't going to last long. But as the Perry campaign continues to flounder near single digits, and Herman Cain, his shelf life has now expired.
Right.
Now, the not Romney vote is now going to Newt Gingrich.
Of course.
As I would love to see first how they explain over $1.5 million in non-lobby fees from Freddie Mac, which most Republicans love to hate.
Mm-hmm.
And also just exactly how the Party of Family Values would ever have to try to explain a serious presidential candidate who served his second wife with divorce papers when she was still in the hospital recovering from cancer surgery.
Yeah, we've mentioned this before. That has a tendency to, as we sometimes say, not play well in Peoria.
When Calista was waiting in the car, and then later as they taken $1.5 million to apply toward their line of credit at Tiffany's, but we're not going to worry about that.
No,
now.
Sure, no. This will come out in the wash.
If we look at serious numbers,
sure,
and I mean serious numbers, where you take the average of all the polls that are out there, and you start looking, you know, the only serious Republican candidate is Willard M. Romney, who the average this week, it's Obama 46, Romney 42. And when you start looking at far away projections, almost a year, looking at general election pairings, with Romney leading in two Obama states from last time, New Hampshire and Indiana, a couple of others pretty close with close Obama leads. On the other hand, Obama is actually ahead in a matchup with Romney in Arizona, which mm-hmm. has a significant Mormon minority population.
Right.
And maybe it's not so funny. That's the first real backlash against any Republican since the recall election out there with regard to their crackdown by law on immigration.
Right.
Might not be as popular as they thought it was. But while all that's going on in kind of the real world, Obama has been spending a good deal of time not on the road, but in the air. First to the annual APEC meeting this year in the United States in Honolulu. Yes, for those who still wonder about his birth certificate, Honolulu and the state of Hawaii are part of the United States.
Yes, that's still.
But as they were there, the Chinese delegation was generally pretty nervous about the whole thing because most of the action was off on the side as several nations, including the United States, are trying to breathe a little life into a little-known body called the Trans-Pacific Partnership,
mm-hmm.
which is aimed at increasing trade between nations bordering the Pacific Ocean who are on the entire Pacific Rim in the Americas and Asia. It's small countries right now,
mm-hmm.
Chile, New Zealand, who are oriented toward international trade. Now, the United States and Australia and Vietnam are interested in joining, and there's no invitation to China yet. They're trying to figure out how to get Japan, who is interested in applying, though the local politics are bad,
mm-hmm.
and the local politics in South Korea are worse. But it's something that, while this is going on, as Obama has gone on to Australia and for the grand tour with Prime Minister Julia Gillard, fortunately, he didn't have Boehner along to mangle her name the way he did when she addressed a joint session in Congress a few months back.
Right.
But even better, not to have anybody else along, because he's going from there after they've looked at where the new joint American-Australian military base or bases are going to be up in the Northern Territory around Darwin. Interesting.
Right.
As they are following up on protecting the sea lanes and undersea oil deposits from an increasingly aggressive China policy there, as the Australians and the Indonesians and the Vietnamese, if you're going to be here, give us a little reassurance. How about the Air Force and the Marines?
Right.
As he goes on into Indonesia, where he lived for a while as a child when his mother was doing graduate work there. Indonesia is not part of the United States, we should hasten to add, but he wasn't born there. This is something that we're going to hear more of, and we'll pick up on this, but the increasingly close ties between an old ally, Australia, and a newer ally in Indonesia, and an old enemy who's trying to make nice, Vietnam. I think this is going to be interesting and something to watch.
Right.
Meanwhile, back in Washington, big deal or not, one way or another, the deadline is practically upon us for the super committee. They're not going to get anything done, anything of substance. But again, the automatic cuts don't take place for another 13 months. That's what this election is going to be about, I think. But we'll pick up on that next week.
Sure.
Finally, let's wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving and just note that one thing we're going to pick up on, since this is going to be the last Texas and A&M football game for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I think probably we can say with some degree of certainty in my lifetime and probably in yours.
Yes.
And that's a long time.
Yes.
So, but we'll do a little retrospective on that and the season as we look ahead toward what will be the first Saturday, first weekend in December, where there will be 6 conference championships decided. And we're going to spend a little time on a subject we've neglected, college football.
Well, sure, yeah. We've not spent hardly any time at all during football season, but I guess we'll get
well,
to
as we are wrapping up the season, why don't we just do that?
That sounds good.
Enjoy Thanksgiving. Don't stuff yourself too much.
Right.
Try to remember what it's all about. And enjoy a nice weekend of football, too.
All right. We are your station, 88.9 KETR. Mr. Aiken, thank you so much.
We will do it again.